every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
You know strategies we need them. Yes, we do. Some days, some weeks, more than others, huh?
That's right.
We need those strategies for living. You ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear. Folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for a Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. Always ready. Mm-hmm. And able and willing to answer questions.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the question of the day.
Bring it.
The question of the day is, how important is listening to our ability to grow personally? So how important is the skill of listening to our personal growth?
I would say it is vital.
I would use the word vital, or I would use the word critical.
Critical. Yeah. It's a necessary foundation for any type of self growth.
It's also critical for
because if listening in general, and especially deep listening, but the practicing the ability to listen doesn't just mean to others. Okay.
Mm, yeah.
I'm taking
also means to yourself.
Absolutely. To yourself, to your body, to your emotions, to all that's going on around you, to the divine. Listening deeply.
You know, they did a study analyzing learning goals of undergraduates in the United States, and it showed they were talking to business students in business programs, and they found that 76% had learning presentation skills as a goal. And only 22% had improving conversation skills, but only 11% had improved listening skills as a goal. Mm. And you know, I think that kind of shows where we are. It kind of misses the mark. And, the fact of the matter is that being able to present our thoughts, being able to babble on about anything, right?
Right.
Helps us to get positions of power. But once we're in those positions of power, you know how we maintain them? Listening.
I'm listening.
Listening. We're going to talk about listening and the importance of listening today. How important is it? How do we gain more ability? Thank you for tuning into Strategies. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And for Tita's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a minute. We're gonna talk about listening today on Strategies. Some of that harmony stuff. Yeah, I can take more of that. Welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. talking about listening today, why is listening so important?
Are you asking because I'm going on a fundamental level?
Let's start at the fundamental level. That's fine. I like that.
When you first asked me, what first comes to mind is every single creation story, whether you're Christian or Islamic or Muslim, it seems to start with sound.
Mm. Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have one in the beginning was the word.
Yeah.
Right? And
yep.
Even ancient Egyptians hypothesized that it began with a great sound, a great horn,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so to me,
it's interesting a concept and foundational concept, I think, here.
Right. And so to me, pardon the pun, but I think that speaks to the importance of listening. You know, that it is foundational to our being. Now, beyond that, what is every human being, what is one of our fundamental needs? It is to be heard.
It's to be heard, yeah.
To be heard, to be understood, to be listened to.
Yeah, and in fact, Lauren, how do we learn? I mean, you listen to something that you didn't know yet. I hope that my prayer is that people listening to us in the evenings pick up something every time they choose to listen. That's my hope.
Right.
My desire. And that includes me and you, because I mean, you know, the things we don't set ourselves up as, oh my gosh, we're gurus up on the hill.
No.
You know, we're, you know, if you really want to learn something, teach it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're teaching us, you know, right along with everybody else. Right.
Right.
But the thing is we listen to learn something that we have not yet known, that you know, that we don't know yet. And this means that the one thing that allows us to grow, the one thing that allows us to grow the most as an adult is listening. And I would say,
as children.
Absolutely. But one of the things that I would say to all of us, I'm really including me now, I need to listen to more opposing views. Because, you know, as we grow, and what helps us grow most as an adult is that listening to opposing views, not just staying in my own mindset. You and I were having a conversation earlier today with a young man, and we were talking about beliefs, and we were talking about how beliefs, all you know, can be constructed within our minds and literally trap us, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I think you had pointed out, you know, the importance of listening to himself, and that got us to talking about beliefs and what do you believe? Because those beliefs,
they run the show.
They run the show. They create your life. So it's only by listening to people with different perspectives that we're able to expand our view of the world around us.
Right.
And if all you do is listen to those who parrot your own perspectives, then are you really learning anything new? Are you really able? I mean, you might get information. You might get new information.
Yeah.
But are you really able to grow?
Right.
So, you know.
And growing to me infers an expansion. And we can't expand without going beyond what we know, what we think, what we feel, what we believe.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, we have to recognize that there are way more. I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet. And so there's that many perspectives of life. And it's that number and those perspectives that make the earth what it is.
I want all of us to think of the various personalization algorithms from social networks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as we think about those, what do we know that they do? I mean, you can watch it on your own device, okay? They serve you content that you already like.
Right.
And it can be, and a lot of people are aware of that, but so many people aren't aware of that. And that can be very insidious because it can make us narrow mm-hmm. in our viewpoints. It can even make us, and I hate to use this word, but it dumb us down, you know, and even make us believe, well, there's only, you know, one set of views and they're you know, I'm in the mainstream here.
Right. I mean, yeah. It can be very deceiving because you're on social media.
Right.
Right.
And because of these algorithms, mm-hmm. We're not learning anything new, but we're also getting the impression that the world is rather narrow, even flat.
Right. You know? Well, and it's very deceptive because when you're on social media, you're under the assumption that you're connecting with a world beyond your local community.
Yeah.
When in fact, the algorithm is just simply feeding you back more of the same.
Yeah.
Making your what you are thinking is the expanded world is just more of you, more of your like mindset, when that's not actually realistic.
Yeah, and you may assume, you know, by your social media consumption that the way you think about information is independent of whether you read it or whether you heard it. And yet, the research shows that thinking about information that you hear leads to more intuitive performance, while thinking about information that you read is more analytical.
Interesting.
So listening is a key. I mean, can you see that? I mean, but and again, this is all stuff that we don't probably talk about enough, you know, in society. There's not enough people. If we're not into you know, computers and somebody that is into understanding the way social media algorithms work, then we're just going to make an assumption that, oh, okay, I'm getting, you know, I'm getting all this good stuff. Mm-hmm. But what we're getting is what we already think and believe.
Right.
Yeah.
More of the same.
Yeah. So listening is also a key factor in productivity. Google did a project called Aristotle, and the project examined 180 teams at Google. Mm-hmm. And it concluded that the most productive teams were those where all members felt included and actively participated in discussions. Mm-hmm. And so these teams had a sense of psychological safety, clear structure, and clarity. Each team member made an impact and found meaning in their work and was reliable. And there was no domination of conversations or individuals hiding in the shadows. Everybody treated each other as equals and felt equally valued. And team members displayed emotional intelligence and were able to intuit each other's feelings. So successful teams consist of individuals who prioritize listening and care about one another and work together, work collaboratively.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, Google's pretty good about studying this kind of stuff. I mean, yeah. You know, I don't know if they spend billions, but I bet they spend millions, you know, on this kind of research.
It would be crucial to their continuation as a company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. Also, listening is a way of helping. I mean, think about this.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's very evident in yours and, well, in my career.
Right.
I mean, how many times have we had a client come in and, you know, when you're finished, you feel like you haven't done anything, But
I had it happen to me all the time in the 30 years I practiced. And it's still happening as a life coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because especially the first time that you're with somebody, mm-hmm. You know, you don't you ask a few questions, but you do more listening than you do anything else.
Right.
And I can't even begin to tell you, and you're on it. You know, people go, wow, I feel so much better.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. And you ask yourself, well, what did I do? You know?
Well, we've given something to someone else that the world is greatly lacking right now, I believe.
Yes.
You know, it's the old saying, you know, that you feel like you're screaming out into the void and it's going nowhere.
Right.
We all could be listened to more. We could all listen to each other more.
We all desperately want to be heard in this, especially in this age of an overabundance of information and noise.
And screaming.
Yeah. People screaming at us. Mm-hmm. Media screaming at us. Advertisements screaming at us. Everybody's screaming at us, you know?
Yep.
And yet, we desperately want to be heard. I want to talk. We got to go to break, but I want to examine this a little bit further, because this is important stuff. It's listening is a way of helping. And we're talking about the importance of listening today. We're going to get into how do I improve my listening skills as we go. That's the strategy part of this. As we move forward here, talking about listening today on strategies. I hope you'll come back and listen more. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd. Join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there, looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategy.
Hey, you found them. You found them right here on 101.7 FM and 710 Q. Yeah, that's where Strategies for Living Radio is. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Thank you for listening. We are talking today about the importance, the power of listening, the importance of listening, and how.
How
you
can
know,
we can better listen?
How we need to maybe focus more on listening better and understand the how much power that can bring into our lives. Okay, so I wanted to come back to something that we opened up
right
at the end of last segment, and that is that listening is a way of helping.
Right.
I mean, anyone in distress. a lot of times what they need more than anything else is to be listened to more than they need to be helped. And so,
well, because the act of listening is the helping.
Yeah, I think it's the most important thing we can do for our children. Mm-hmm. I think it's the most important things we can do for when a colleague or someone we care about expresses emotions that indicate that they're just ready to throw up their hands and give up. I mean, you know, have you ever heard somebody that you work with say, yeah, I hate this, I quit, I'm throwing up my hands, whatever? Yeah. And so one of the most important things we can do for somebody when you hear that is to listen, because, you know, when you listen, it shows that you care, you know? And, I mean, you know, you can let somebody know, like a colleague that's saying, you know, I hate it, I'm out of here, I quit. Okay, I'm going to support whatever decision you make, because it's not our place to jump in. How many times, though, do we try to start talking and solve their problem?
Right.
When really what they're asking for is just to be listened to. Mm-hmm. And if we would listen actively, if we would listen wholly and thoroughly and well, the person, you know, in my experience, and I think from what you said earlier, in your experience so far, when people come in for help into our respective rooms, mm-hmm. and we truly listen to them, they feel better.
Yes.
And they express that.
Yeah. And I think so many people who jump into the fixer mode, what they, you know, that it's good intentions, right? But yeah. I think what they don't realize is by jumping immediately to quote unquote fix or solve the problem, what you're saying is whatever that person is speaking into existence is a problem to be solved.
Mm-hmm.
And what that says to the person is, your feelings aren't valid, I don't want to hear them.
That's exactly right, Lauren. That's right.
I just want it to go away. I can't deal with them, so let's fix it immediately.
Yeah, and so the message that you're sending, mm-hmm. and this is what we've got to realize,
yes.
the message that is being sent here is that your feelings really aren't important.
Right.
You know? And so it downplays a person's feelings.
And I know most of the time people who jump in and try to fix or solve the problem, that's not their intention at all.
Right.
However, that is how it's perceived.
Right.
And so it's important to know that and to recognize that.
It's important for us to invite people to share and to share as much as they can. And that means, what that means is listening with intention. It's listening with the intention of hearing. And if you're going to ask question, if you're going to ask questions, ask open-ended questions that will help that individual to maybe hear themselves a little better.
Right.
And in the process of them hearing themselves, they can analyze, okay, what do I truly want here? And what are the ways that I can help myself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Right.
What?
Because more often than not, people who need to be listened to need to listen to themselves.
Yeah.
And so that's the double gift that you give to someone by listening, is you listen and you allow them to be listened to, and you also help them to listen more deeply to themselves.
So it's more than a double gift. It's like a triple gift.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And because in the process, you're bonding, you're opening up a vulnerable space to be held for a person.
Would you agree with me that we suck at listening these days?
On the collective, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So why? Let's examine. Mm-hmm. Let's examine for a few minutes here.
Okay.
Why we've become such bad listeners. And I don't know. I truly don't know if that, I'm not coming from a place of, oh, we've gotten worse. I don't know if we're any worse are better than generations past.
I don't know about that. No, I don't. I can't speak to that.
But why today? Well, we know that the majority of us, a lot of us, just absolutely suck at listening.
Right.
So why is that? Why are we bad listeners?
So go ahead.
So one of the things, the brain, I think we have to understand that the brain thinks faster than people think. There's a book that was written by Kate Murphy. And the title of it is You're Not Listening.
Okay.
And Kate Murphy suggests that the reason people often don't listen and why it doesn't come easily to some people is that our brains simply think so much faster than a person can speak. And so all of this excess thinking capacity gets redirected to other tasks. And we start thinking about, okay, well, what's she going to say next? Mm-hmm. What's coming next? And, you know, I wonder what we're going to have for dinner tonight. Mm. You know, I wonder how the weekend's going to be. I'm looking forward to going to the symphony. You know, and that's what we do.
Yeah,
and by doing that, our brains go off in many different directions, and we lose track of the conversation that's in front of us.
Yeah, it starts turning into the Charlie Brown, right?
Yeah. And because we didn't pay, and when you're talking about the Charlie Brown,
the adults in Charlie Brown.
Because we didn't pay complete attention, we may have missed bits and pieces that our brain fills in. And often when our brain fills it in, it's not correct.
Right.
And curiously enough, the more intelligent you are, the more likely you are to drift off during a conversation, because you know, as you can simply come up with more things to think about.
Sure.
So this is really a skill. I mean, when you stop and think about it, it's really a skill that we have to develop. And the nature of our brains, the incredible computing power of the brain on top of our heads, and the brain and the mind, you know, our hardware and software, if you will.
Right.
Really is counter to us really skillfully tuning in with the intention of listening carefully to the person in front of us.
Yeah, I hear you. And it's a journey of self-discipline, I suppose, and of mindfulness, practicing mindfulness and recognition that, okay, whatever is here in the present moment is presented to me on purpose and for purpose.
You know, I don't know if you'll agree with me here.
Okay.
But we have introverts and extroverts in the world, right?
Yes.
Oftentimes, introverts are decent listeners. It's not universal, but I mean, there a lot of times introverts are decent listeners because what do introverts do? They live inside, right?
Right.
And they're used to that internal monologue, and so it's easier to slip into it when they're bored. You know, on the other hand, we don't have the need to. Introverts don't have the need to speak. So at least, you know, we're not trying to think ahead of, okay, what am I going to say next?
Yeah, you don't feel pressured to speak.
That's more of an extroverted thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that doesn't interfere so much with the speaker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'll agree with that or not.
I agree. As an introvert, yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think, you know, not listening causes a lot of misunderstandings. And the more heated the discussion is, the more, you know, the misunderstanding can quickly accelerate. I think that's why politics and religion are subjects that this can happen a lot in, because people are so passionate in their belief systems. You know,
what becomes the case in those situations is that people will talk and kind of evangelize their position.
Yeah, building our argument.
Whether
we're internally
religious or political. Yeah, you evangelize your own.
So we're internally building up in our own heads our argument. Mm-hmm. And that blocks the ability to
coming in,
exactly,
which is true listening.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, the whole conversation in a case like that becomes basically two monologues. It's not a dialogue. It's two monologues.
Right. Right.
And so that's very different from a dialogue. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I think has happened in our world today. We're engaging in more monologuing than dialoguing.
Mm-hmm. On all levels, on all forms.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're talking about the importance of listening today. When we come back, we're gonna get into some of the strategies. Okay, so how... Lauren has sold us on that we need to be better listeners, but how? What are the strategies? How do we do that? We'll talk about some of that when we come back. So tune in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living. Lady Radio.
Oh, yeah, we need them. Yeah, you know it. And you can get them here on 1017 FM, 710 Keel. This time every day, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. That's where you'll find strategies for living. And if you miss a program.
That's right.
You know, let's say there's a program like this one, and you say, my friend John really needs to hear this. My sister Sally really needs to hear this. Okay, well, you can do that, right?
You can do that.
Yeah.
We're on Strategies for Living with David McMillan on Facebook and Strategies for Living on YouTube.
There you go.
That's
so
it.
If you miss a program, or you have to stop and get gas, or, you know, you got home and you're hungry and you want to go get inside and get some dinner and you want to finish the program. Okay, well.
No reason to miss.
No reason to miss. We got you covered. So we're talking about the importance of listening today here on Strategies for Living. And, You're aware of the book Thinking Fast and Slow, right?
Yes.
Daniel Kahneman, I think, is the name of the author. Quoting him, he says the often used phrase "pay attention" is apt. You dispose of a limited budget of attention that you can allocate to activities, and if you try to go beyond your budget, you'll fail. Mm-hmm. It's the mark of effortful activities that they interfere with each other, which is why it's difficult or impossible to conduct several at once. So what am I saying here? I'm saying we really got to tune in and be mindful of the importance of listening, you know, because we can't do it all, you know, and our mind power is not infinite.
No, and it's important to pay attention to what you're listening to, who you're listening to, where are you giving that great gift to.
So let's get into some strategies. You know, why are people bad listeners? Well, some people don't hear well. And, you know,
on a physical level,
level. And it may be as simple, and I'm starting with the simple. Mm-hmm. It may be as simple as, hey, do you need to get your hearing checked? You know, mm-hmm. And too often we're not willing to do that. We're not willing to go and check it out.
And listen, this is so, so important because hearing is linked inextricably to our memory and our functioning that way. I mean, there are studies that show, you know, if you're in that group that refuses to go get your hearing checked and lets it go unchecked where you are losing your hearing,
You're increasing your risk odds and your
dementia.
Risk.
Yeah. Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
And be aware of that.
Memory issues. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So I'm looking at time and I want to make sure we get, you know, into what we talked about, you know, the strategies to become a better listener. So one of the things that is taught in graduate school, mm-hmm. in graduate programs in counseling, is something called active listening, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And active listening is way better than passive listening because what are you doing during active listening? You're establishing a deeper connection between speaker and listener. Mm-hmm. And how are you doing that? You're doing that by giving your full attention.
You're listening with all of your being.
Yes.
You know, that means your body language. You're facing the person. Your eyes are on the person. You don't have any other distractions in you, including within your mind.
Absolutely.
Right? Within your mind, you're acknowledging that this person has something very important that I need to hear.
Yep. And so active listening involves respect. It involves empathy. Mm-hmm. It involves inquiry.
Reflection.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And so it gets all three of the parts. It gets the cognitive part, the emotional part, the behavioral part, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And so the cognitive part is paying attention to the information you're receiving and trying to comprehend it. Mm-hmm. The emotional part ensures that you stay calm and don't take things personally.
Right.
Manage the negative emotions that you feel you know, as you're hearing, like anxiety or anger or boredom.
And I think that piece hits on why a lot of the world is not so great at listening.
Mm.
Because we're too reactive.
Yeah.
People aren't understanding how to deal with emotions, and so they don't want to deal with them in others.
Yep.
And so the easy thing is just to say, let's fix it. Don't tell me anymore. Let's just fix it.
So the cognitive part, the emotional part, the behavioral part
mm-hmm, right.
is where you show interest mm-hmm. in what the speaker's saying. And you do that by using both, as you pointed out, nonverbal and verbal language.
Right.
Okay, so how can we do that? What are some strategies? Reflect back.
Mm-hmm.
Repeating is better than rephrasing,
mm-hmm.
as rephrasing increases both parties' emotional friction and cognitive load. So reflect back Let me make sure I understand what you're saying, and let me reflect it back to you. And repeating is better. If you can, as closely as you can repeat what you heard, the better it is. If you're going to use rephrasing, you might say, let me try to put this in my own words.
So what
and if I
saying,
don't get it right, tell me.
Right.
And then be open to that dialogue, right?
Right.
Also pay full attention. Focus entirely on the speaker. So put aside distracting thoughts or distractions in the environment.
Including your phone.
Including your phone, yep. And show your attentiveness. How do you do that? Eye contact is important. Body language is important. Interruption. This is a biggie. This is a biggie. Try to allow the speaker to finish their thought without interjecting something that you might be thinking. Because interruptions can disrupt the flow of conversation and prevent the understanding of the full message, right?
Well, and, you know, quite often interruptions say, I don't care what you have to say.
And right? Absolutely.
That's the underlying message.
Absolutely. So that leads me to showing interest. And how do you show interest? Asking questions. Asking questions is, you know, encourage the speaker to elaborate or explain as much as you can, and try to use open-ended questions, because this shows that you're actively engaged and that you're interested, and you want clarification. Avoid judgment as much as you can. Avoid getting into the judgment thing. And as much as you can, summarize. Summarize what you're hearing. Summarize and empathize. Can you put yourself in the shoes of who you're listening to?
Yeah.
That can be important. Those are some strategies. Those are some important strategies that you can use starting right now to improve your listening skills.
I hear you.
Good. It feels good to be heard. We're listening today here on Strategies. Hope you are too. We'll be right back.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
They see the same old problems day to day. Makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get
me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio.
I got to get those strategies. Welcome. Welcome back.
Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. And Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about listening today, the importance of listening. So what's your takeaway from this wide-ranging discussion today about listening? What are you taking away, Lauren?
As I've been listening to us talk about listening, what I understand is that it's foundational to communication, of course, but also learning and growing, and I'm going to say relationships. And I don't just mean between people. I mean within ourselves and how we relate to the world and others and people and animals and everything else.
As we navigate through this world, which is increasingly dominated by distractions and superficial engagement, if we will hone our listening skills, we'll make ourselves in whatever venue we're in, whether it's home, work, whatever, we will make ourselves a valuable asset.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an important skill that can set us apart. It can truly make leaders. And by willing to embrace active listening, we open ourselves to a world of deeper understanding and richer experiences and more meaningful connection. Who doesn't want that, right?
Absolutely.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening today here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make all this listening possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.